This is a Student Loan Tips podcast produced by SDSU Extension in collaboration with Extension Family Resource Management Specialists and educators across the North Central region. This podcast is titled Student Loan Consolidation. Feel like you are making way too many student loan payments every month? Feel like you are spending way too much each month on student loan debt? Maybe loan consolidation is an option for you. Loan consolidation means combining the balances of multiple student loans into a single loan amount. The biggest benefit of loan consolidation is simplification. You still owe the same amount, but you only have to make one monthly payment instead of multiple payments. This makes it easier to manage your monthly expenses. And if you have questions or problems, you only have to deal with one loan servicer. How do you decide if you should consolidate your loans? There are three things to know right up front. First, loan consolidation applies to federal student loans only. You cannot consolidate private loans, that is, loans you obtained from banks or other financial institutions. Second, when you consolidate, you are combining what you owe on each loan into one big amount. That includes the amount you borrowed but have not paid back and any added interest or late charges. Remember, consolidation does not erase anything you owe. It just might make it easier to manage. Third, a consolidation loan has its own terms and conditions. That means new interest rate, repayment plans, and forgiveness programs. Once you consolidate loans, the prior terms and conditions are no longer valid. That includes terms like grace periods and deferment. Let's break it down to help you decide if consolidation makes sense for you. First, applying for a direct consolidation loan is a free service. If a private company offers to help you for a fee or work with you to repair your credit, do not fall for it. There is no cost to apply for federal loan consolidation, and no credit check is involved. The loan is made by the U.S. Department of Education. You can apply for a consolidation loan using your FSA ID via Federal Student Aid website, studentaid.gov. Second, a consolidation loan comes with a fixed interest rate, computed as a weighted average of the interest rate for each of your loans. This means that you will be paying less interest on loans with a higher interest rate, but more interest on loans with lower interest rates. More information about computing the new interest rate can be found on the Federal Student Aid website. There are other benefits of a direct consolidation loan, like flexible repayment options to accommodate your financial situation, including income-driven repayment plans to limit your monthly payment to 10 to 20% of your income. Remember that the longer you take to pay on the loan, the more interest you will pay. Deferment of forbearance in the case of financial hardship, for example, job loss or illness. Loan forgiveness programs for certain professions, including public service and teaching. If one or more of your student loans are in default, you can still apply for a direct consolidation loan. In fact, it may be the quickest way to get out of default status, but your repayment options will be affected. A few cautionary words about loan consolidation. Do not consolidate current loans that are already under an income repayment plan or payments qualifying towards a public service loan forgiveness program, or you will lose credit for those payments. Once you consolidate your loans, they cannot be removed, although you can apply for a future consolidation loan if you add new loans. If you default on a loan or make a false representation on your application, the entire unpaid balance becomes due and payable immediately. Before applying for a consolidation loan, carefully review the information on federal loan consolidation on the Federal Student Aid website at studentaid.gov or call the Student Loan Support Center at 1-800-557-7394. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you have questions or need more information, go to www.nccea.org to find the extension website for your state. Yay! Nice. I did it. Kind of like messed up one of them, but I